Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, getting ready to pull that winning name in just mere minutes to win those tickets to see FSU play Alabama tomorrow at Doak Campbell. That's going to be a game. And you lucky winners. These are great seats. These are great tickets. Game's a sellout. Couldn't paint a better forecast for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna pick the winner in a few minutes, so we'll let you know about that. But first, let's go ahead and dump in and find out what the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, Triumph Gulf Coast awarded $3.25 million to Pensacola State College to establish a workforce development training center. The funds will renovate the former Academic Computer Center, with renovation starting in 2026 and classes being held temporarily elsewhere on campus.
Number two.
And oysters in the Pensacola Bay system are experiencing various challenges, especially when it comes to water quality. In the past, local water supported a sizable oyster industry, ranking second after Apalachicola, which accounted for about 90% of Florida's wild oyster harvest. The remaining 10% came from Pensacola Bay, East Bay, and Escambia Bay.
Number three.
National Hurricane Center forecasters continuing to track a tropical wave off the west coast of Africa, way out there. It currently has a 30% probability of development over the next week as it moves westward across the Atlantic. Conditions in the Gulf remain unchanged. The most active period of hurricane season typically continues now through mid-October, with the peak around September 10th, moving this into 5/15. Austin Price, looking at that weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3, along with the winner of the FSU tickets this afternoon.
Yes, absolutely. Luckily, I can keep the traffic and weather pretty brief because looking at the roads here, there hasn't been much going on this afternoon so far. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. Your worst spot's going to be I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. But even that could be looking worse right now. As for the weather, it's 75 degrees. Rainfall isn't bad out there. Skies are looking pretty good, but the rainfall chances are going to linger tonight all the way into your next work week. Highs are luckily going to be in the mid-80s for the next couple days as a result, and then we'll creep up to around 87 come Sunday. All right, so talking about this winner, this is our final FSU Alabama ticket winner of this week. The winner is Tyler Manning. Tyler Manning. I don't think any relation to Peyton Manning, though that would be quite cool. Tyler Manning, you are today's winner of our Alabama FSU tickets. I will be getting in touch with you via email soon, and we will figure out that situation for you. And congratulations, of course. As Chris said, it's a sold-out game, so we are going to be looking forward to watching that, and hopefully Tyler enjoys his prize.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Homeowners associations are coming under fire and could potentially become a thing of the past. State rep in Miami is considering drafting a bill to end HOAs here in the state. Pensacola realtor Christina Leavenworth says homeowners who support HOAs like the protection they can provide for property values.
They were originally really done to create consistency, so your neighbor can't paint their home bright pink, have 20 cars in the front yard, 10 cats.
There you go. Factors like a rising monthly fees, overbearing HOA members, and lawsuits are turning many homeowners off to the HOA concept.
Alrighty, and police in Orange Beach are investigating a photo posted online. The image appears to come from a TikTok account and shows a young person holding knives with a gun in their waistband. It's been making the rounds today on social media, and police said they're looking into it and had been working with local schools, but of course, there is no worries about a direct threat.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a Florida woman who did unlicensed diddle work on a number of people now smiling for a mugshot. Daria Albinger has the story.
The ad seemed too good to be true. A woman in Florida who described herself as a veneer tech promised to make over smiles for a fraction of what it would cost for a dentist to do the work. Emily Martinez worked on a number of clients in Pinellas and Hillsborough counties. Only problem? Police say her practices were nothing to smile about, like using crazy glue to attach veneers. Her clients were left with infections, damaged teeth, and expensive bills to fix the damage. Oh, and she doesn't have a license. Martinez, who was first arrested in Tampa in 2024, was denied bond after being arrested again back in March. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
God, what a bozo.
Yeah, pass me the super glue here. I want to put this toothpick back in.
Golly, yeah. You got any gorilla over there?
That's nasty.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wants folks to keep an eye out for wild turkeys. It's asking the public to report wild turkey sightings through Sunday, August 31st. The FWC wants to track hen, gobblers, and newly hatched turkeys as part of a statewide summer survey. The data helps biologists monitor nesting success and turkey population trends across the Sunshine State.
I like this story here. Florida's education commissioner now requiring the Department of Education's 1,500 Tallahassee employees to begin each workday with the Pledge of Allegiance, which is broadcast daily over the Turlington Building's public address system. The pledge is led by a military veteran every single morning.
Oh,
I
wow.
like that.
Absolutely. And the world's largest cruise ship getting ready to set sail from Port Canaveral. I like this, too. Royal Caribbean Star of the Seas has 20 decks, 7 pools, the largest water park at sea, and an aerial adventure course. The ship can carry nearly 10,000 passengers and crew members. It will set sail on its first 7-night Western Caribbean voyage this Sunday, August 31st.
Okay, once again, Tyler Manning is the winner of today's FSU Alabama football tickets. Hey, thanks for participating, everybody. This is something we'll be doing throughout the season, so get ready. But we had 5 big winners throughout the week. We gave away a pair of tickets every day. Tyler will be going to Doak Campbell tomorrow to see the Noles take on Bama. Should be a pretty good game. Hey, before I drive out of here, a mission, I want to get this story across really quick. A member of Congress plans to force a vote on a bill to ban congressional stock trading. Very interesting. Ryan Schmeltz has the details.
Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna is planning to utilize a discharge petition to bring her bill to the floor that would ban members of Congress from trading stocks. The petition would force the bill to come to the floor for a vote if it gets 218 signatures. A ban on stock trading has received a bipartisan push, with several bills being considered and debated this Congress. Those opposed to the ban argue members of Congress should be free to make money, and lawmakers have not received a pay raise in well over a decade despite the rising cost of living. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And of course, Luna is a representative from the state of Florida.
Of 100%, yes. And 520 here. So, of course, we're going to be going to break. You know the drill. We'll be back in just a few minutes right here on Pensacola right now, giving you some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The most famous verse in all the Bible is famous for several reasons. It's famous because it's rich with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's famous because it models godly giving in an amazingly sacrificial way. It's famous because it explains the way to heaven as well as the avoidance of eternal hell. Have you figured out which verse I'm talking about? If you thought John 3:16, then you're right. It powerfully states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you have never confessed your sin and called on Christ to save you, I urge you to trust Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit gulfbreezenews.com online.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, the commanding officer of the 1st Special Operations Wing, 1st SOW, at Hurlburt briefs the Santa Rosa County Commissioners on readiness issues, everything from traffic to child care to the affordability problems and mental health services. Florida executes another murderer for three murders committed 33 years ago. We talk with Alex Andrade about that weird bill that prohibits the county commissioners from getting final approval on plats. And football is finally back. Listen to it all at newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Labor Day weekend officially underway, and a record 17 million people are expected to hit the skies and roads. Anna Marie McNichol has the latest. She's down at Miami International Airport this afternoon for News Radio 92.3.
Major airlines say that this Labor Day weekend is going to be the busiest yet. United says it's expecting nearly 250,000 more passengers boarding their planes than last year. And American Airlines, they're preparing for almost 4 million travelers, making its largest ever Labor Day operation. Now, TSA is projecting 17.4 million people will head out the door for this Labor Day weekend through Wednesday. And for road trippers, we have some good news for you this morning. This is the cheapest holiday weekend at the pump since 2020. The average price for gas is hovering around $3.20 per gallon, all according to AAA.
Okay, it is 5:24. Afternoon sliding by here, Austin.
Yes.
The three major indices falling on the day. Yeah, it wasn't a pretty day on the market. Let me just get right to it. Laura Cantner has those numbers.
Shares of Marvell plunging Friday after the AI chipmaker's data center revenue failing to meet estimates. Marvell also provided weak guidance for the current quarter. Caterpillar stock falling Friday. The construction and mining machinery maker says tariffs will have a $1.5 to $1.8 billion impact on its finances this year, more than it had originally anticipated. Sentinel One stock climbing Friday. The cybersecurity firm posted better-than-expected second-quarter results as AI-related threats continue to escalate. Stocks closing lower Friday. The Dow ending down 92, S&P 500 down 42, NASDAQ down 250. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Indeed. Luckily, not too much going on. Our worst looking spot would have to be I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Maybe some minor backups on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with Mobile Highway, and maybe a little bit at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road as well. But outside of that, not much going on. It's been a very smooth sailing afternoon. Thank you for staying safe out there. As for your weather, 75 degrees. It's not looking too bad out there. Rainfall hasn't been really giving us much trouble, but the chances are going to linger this afternoon, and they're going to bleed all the way into your next work week. Got rainfall chances that are pretty decent as far as Tuesday. Luckily, the highs aren't going to be too bad as a result. Tomorrow's is only 84. Sunday to Tuesday, highs projected to be around 87.
All right, we told you about car travel and all the folks hitting the roads for Labor Day weekend. Well, what about the skies? What are you going to expect when you head to the airport? Well, Max Gordon is in. In fact, he's at Reagan International in Washington this afternoon, files this report on News
this
Radio.
Labor Day weekend, TSA says they expect to screen around 17.4 million people at American airports, potentially a record for the holiday period. And if you're flying, you might see some new tech. Clear is launching their so-called e-gates for Clear Plus members at Reagan National, Seattle-Tacoma International, and Hartsfield-Jackson-Atlanta International Airport. Instead of using TSA officers to verify identities, the e-gates scan your face and open up once they confirm you're the person matching your ticket. There are also some changes going through security. TSA no longer requires travelers to take off their shoes. Additionally, TSA is rolling out family lanes at some airports across the country to help relieve congestion. At Reagan National Airport, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
And the House will probably hold a vote related to releasing more information about convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson indicated there's likely to be a vote. He also said he's not so sure the move will be a priority. Lawmakers have already begun to collect details from the Department of Justice and its meetings with Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell.
527 News Radio 92.3 Chicago pushing back against President Trump's plan to send the National Guard there next after he sent it to Washington. Now, Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington saying, man, the results are outstanding. Positive results with the crime rates going down. Lucas Tomlinson has more from the White House.
President Trump's border czar said Chicago would be smart to bring in the National Guard to help reduce crime, just like they have here in the nation's capital.
We have a big operation up there that's continuing, and it's about to get a lot bigger. You would think he'd welcome the assistance. His number one responsibility, it's the safety and security of that city. If he's not going to do it, President Trump is going to do it.
The murder rate here in the nation's capital last year was notably higher than Chicago's. One of the reasons the president deployed the National Guard to the streets of D.C.
And a new national poll has Governor Gavin Newsom now leading all other Democrats in the race for the White House. He's got 25% support. That's up from 12% in the same poll back in June. He's doubled his number in a two-month period. That's what that means. The Emerson College poll has former Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg second and former Vice President Kamala Harris third. Harris, though, is down from 13% support in June to only 11% among the Dems.
You remember the Democratic lawmakers from Texas? They went on their little vacation for a couple of weeks going to Chicago.
Is that what we're calling
it? Well, what else can you call it? I mean, they were on a vacation.
Desertion.
On the public's bill, let me tell you. Well, following a contentious political fight, new congressional maps have been signed into law in Texas, boosting Republicans' advantage in the U.S. House. Now, was the trip worth it?
It just seemed to prolong the inevitable.
Absolutely on target. Bam! You're right on target. Jeff Manasso has more on this report.
At the Texas State Capitol in Austin, Governor Greg Abbott signing into law what he calls the One Big Beautiful Map that officially makes Texas more red.
That ensures fairer representation in the United States Congress for Texans.
Redistricting in which Republicans could gain up to 5 additional seats in the U.S. House, including that of outspoken Democrat Jasmine Crockett. Texas state Democrats fought the efforts, including fleeing the state earlier this month to shut down the government, only to return under pressure. Texas Democrats promise a court fight as redistricting battles play out across the country. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And protesters have been gathering outside CDC headquarters amid a big shakeup at the Federal Health Agency. On Wednesday, the White House fired Director Susan Menarez less than a month after she was sworn in. The move caused several other top CDC officials to resign in protest.
Thursday, the Lookout's down Pensacola 5-3. The Wahoos now playing below 500 ball. Tonight is game 4 of their 6-game series against Chattanooga. First pitch at 6:05 this evening. We'll talk about some more sports. That will be coming up in less than 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Several FEMA employees fired following a data breach.
FEMA's chief information officer and chief information security officer are among 24 FEMA IT employees accused of neglecting basic security protocols. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem says the agency's IT leadership failed at every level.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Many Democrats pushing back on President Trump's threat to deploy National Guard troops to Chicago and other big cities to fight crime. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker calls it heavy-handed overreach.
This is what happened in the early days of the Nazi regime in Germany. I'm not suggesting we're going the same direction necessarily, but boy, it's frightening.
President Trump has boasted about recent crime statistics in Washington after the federal takeover of the D.C. police. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with a Sports Minute sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Kenny Clark is a 3-time Pro Bowler and is still an extremely underrated player. The Cowboys did get a good player and 2 first-round picks for Micah Parsons. However, it absolutely feels like they could have gotten more for a star pass rusher who's still only 26 years old. Kenny Clark and 2 first-round picks is a good starting offer, but the final trade return should have been more for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm Zach Gelb.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their tools, but to protect their professional reputations. Whether it's inside or outside of work vehicles, a WeatherGuard badge means pros can trust that their hard-earned name is in good hands. Since 1968 and every day since, WeatherGuard has been protecting anything it takes to build a professional reputation. WeatherGuard, established in 1968, proven every day. WeatherGuard.com.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Lads, led by Dickie Williams, a British Invasion tribute band featuring only British bands from 1963 to 1969. Come dance and sing to the sounds of the Beatles with the Lads at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
All righty, well, Triumph Golf Coast awarded $3.25 million to Pensacola State College to establish a workforce development training center. The funds will renovate the former Academic Computer Center, with renovation starting in 2026 and classes being temporarily held elsewhere.
Number two.
Oysters in the Pensacola Bay system are experiencing various challenges, especially when it comes to water quality. In the past, local waters supported a sizable oyster industry, ranking second after Apalachicola, which accounted for about 90% of Florida's wild oyster harvest. The remaining 10% came from Pensacola Bay, East Bay, and Escambia Bay.
Number three.
All right, and National Hurricane Center forecasters continue tracking a tropical wave off the west coast of Africa, which currently has a 30% probability of development over the next week as it moves westward across the Atlantic. Conditions in the Gulf remain unchanged, though. The most active period of hurricane season typically continues through mid-October. But remember, the peak hits around September 10th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, parents who lost their children in the 2018 shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, are reacting to the recent shooting in Minneapolis that killed two young Catholic school students and injured 17 others. Tony Metallo lost his daughter, Gina, in Parkland.
We know the incurable pain
they're going to be living with the rest of their lives.
He wants to see nationwide changes made at schools, including the creation of threat assessment teams.
All right, and a hotel was evacuated yesterday due to a fire. Escambia County Fire Rescue was called to the courtyard by Marriott on West 9 Mile Road near I-10 after smoke was reported in a fifth-floor room. Firefighters discovered that a cord pinched under a microwave had ignited. Thankfully, no injuries were reported during the incident, and the fire was rather quickly extinguished.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
20 times in Major League history, a player has hit four home runs or more in a game. The Phillies guys to do it. The last was Mike Schmidt against the Cubs on April 17, 1976. Oh, that one's drilled deep to right field. He has done it! Four home runs in a game! A three-run home run!
On NBC Sports Philadelphia, Kyle Schwarber hit his 46th, 47th, 48th, and 49th home runs. 49 on the season for Schwarber. The Phillies blasted the Braves 19-4. Kyle Schwarber leads the National League with four more home runs than Shohei Ohtani. He's one behind Cal Raleigh for the Major League lead. Schwarber's 119 RBIs, 11 better than the Mets' Pete Alonso for the Major League lead. Major upset in college football. 25th-ranked Boise State was slammed by South Florida in Tampa, 34-7. Bulls quarterback Byron Brown ran for two touchdowns and threw for 210 yards. Wild game in New Jersey. Rutgers blew a 31-14 lead against Ohio, but then hung on to win 34-31. NFL. Circle the Sunday night game of the fourth week of the season. Four-time Pro Bowl defensive end Micah Parsons will be in the spotlight. The Cowboys playing the Packers. Yesterday, the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons to the Packers for three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark and two first-round draft picks in 2026 and 27. Parsons agreed to a four-year contract with the Packers worth $188 million, $120 million guaranteed at signing, $136 million in guarantees overall. Micah Parsons now the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. He has 52.5 sacks in his first four seasons. He and the late Reggie White, the only players in league history with at least 12 sacks each of their first 4 years. Sunday night, September 28th, Parsons and the Packers will visit the Cowboys in a homecoming for Micah Parsons. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, we heard some talk about the college football week one action we've already seen thanks to last night. Well, the first full Saturday of college football is almost here. The day kicks off with a bang as number one Texas will take on number two Ohio State in Columbus. Also got number 24 Tennessee taking on Syracuse in Atlanta. And I said number one and number two. Ohio State's number three, excuse me. Florida State, of course, playing host to Alabama. That's another top 10 team for you. Later, we've got Clemson and LSU in a top 10 matchup. And Chris, I know you've got strong feelings about that.
Yeah, you know, I do. The early games in the season just – I kind of throw my hands up, not knowing what you're going to get, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway.
You're like, I'm hopeful.
Well, here I'm awful. I'm a big UWF fan, as Argo fan as well, and they're in action in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Lenoir Rhine. Is that Lenoir?
Lenoir, Lenore, whatever.
Rhine. Yes. 6 p.m. kickoff over on campus. Should be a really a fun game to go to. Are they good?
Yes, they are very good.
Really?
Very consistent program. This is going to be a tall order for UWF, but season opener at home, they've got a chance.
Okay, let me run down some high school games in action tonight as well. Pensacola High, Milton, Jay Freeport, West Florida at Booker T, Washington, that is. Escambia at Niceville, Tate, Gulf Breeze, Navarre, Chactaw, Northview at Opp, Alabama, Pace at Pensacola Catholic. It's going to be a good game right there. Pine Forest at Daphne. Takes on those. Any feelings for those?
Catholic,
you're the sports guy around here.
Catholic and Pace. I'm not just saying this because I went to Pace. Catholic and Pace is going to be a very telling game. Catholic's been good the past few years. So has Pace. Pace got kind of humbled in a loss to Mary G. Montgomery. But, you know, that's not an opponent that they're used to playing. So Catholic, someone who's far closer to home, is going to be a far better temperature gauge of what to expect from Pace this season.
Okay. And as the college football season is now underway, athletes are getting paid directly by their schools for the first time. NIL stuff here. Here's the latest from Los Angeles.
The money comes from three buckets, right? Revenue sharing. Each athletic department can spend up to $20.5 million on direct payments to athletes, typically 75% to football, 75%, 15% to basketball, the rest to non-revenue sports like track and rowing. But then you've got the boosters, right? The wealthy donors and alumni who pool their money into a collective, and they use it to attract the best recruits and players in the transfer portal who are leaving their teams and going somewhere better. Finally, NIL, the name, image, and likeness, right? These are the endorsement deals from, say, local car dealers to the big national brands that pay players to advertise their products.
All righty. And lastly here, Americans are expected to bet a record $30 billion this NFL season. Estimates by the American Gaming Association found an 8.5% increase from last year. FanDuel and DraftKings are still major players in the sports betting space, despite growing competition from BetMGM and Caesars.
Here's today's health news.
Getting back, so you don't think the Trump economy is doing pretty good? $30 billion this year in waging.
I'm pretty indifferent on it, but yes, sure, I'll take that stance.
I would say Trump economy doing pretty good. In health news, data from one study showing employees are taking it easy on Fridays.
Oh.
No kidding.
I know that feeling.
Who told you about it? It's been going on a while. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. Research highlighting how employee productivity takes a massive hit on the last working day of the week. Researchers at Texas A&M University School of Public Health analyzing the computer usage metrics of roughly 800 office workers and even looking at remote versus in-office work, productivity was all about the same, lower on Fridays. Public health experts say their findings could fuel greater discussions about how a four-day work week may fight declines in employee output, also improve mental and physical health, and possibly improve worker well-being and job satisfaction. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right, and the FDA announcing another recall of frozen shrimp due to possible radioactive contamination. The latest recall involves 6-ounce packages of Aquastar Core or Corp cocktail shrimp sold at Walmart stores in more than a dozen states between July 31st and August 16th of this year. What? You're like a radioactive shrimp. What else is new?
What else can go on?
Yeah, I mean, really, you never thought you'd hear about this. Health officials issued the recall, citing potential contamination with that whole cesium-137. Marks the third shrimp recall this month tied to imports from Indonesia.
Okay, I need to ask this question. What in the heck is going on in the Commonwealth? Jeez, I'm Pete's.
That's fair.
Well, you ready? You'll see what I'm talking about after I bring this up.
Right.
Virginia parents continue to protest as state police investigate allegations that Fairfax County public school staff help students get abortions without their parents' knowledge. This is what I'm talking about when I say what is going on in the Commonwealth. Sydney Persing has more. Fox 5 up in Washington has this story for News Radio 92.3.
Outside of a Fairfax County School Board meeting Thursday, dozens of parents, organizers, and activists rallied.
Our rights do not end when we drop our children off at the Kiss and Ride.
Their demonstration comes after allegations surfaced earlier this month that in 2021, Centerville High School staff secretly helped students get abortions without their parents' consent and possibly used public funds to pay for them.
Schools are supposed to teach children, not advocate to kill them in the womb.
Virginia State Police have since initiated a criminal investigation at the request of Governor Glenn Youngkin.
All right. That was on Biden's watch, by the way. 5:45, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
I indeed do. Luckily, not too much to dig into here. The roads have been very easygoing this afternoon, and let's please keep it that way for your sake and mine. Let's see. Got some backups on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up on the roads right now. As for your weather, 75 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Got these rainfall chances lingering this evening, bleeding all the way into your next work week. Luckily, the highest high we are going to see between now and Tuesday, shaping up to be just around 87.
Okay. After today, we can put it all behind us. Yesterday marks the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina's devastation on the Gulf Coast. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Hurricane Katrina is blamed for the deaths of almost 1,400 people and $125 billion in damage. It made landfall on August 29, 2005, near New Orleans as a Category 3 hurricane with a massive storm surge. President George W. Bush called it one of the worst natural disasters in our nation's history.
The vast majority of New Orleans, Louisiana is underwater.
The Louisiana Superdome became a temporary shelter as well as a symbol for the challenges in the storm's aftermath.
You know, it's really bad. You know, I mean, they got disease in there, they got dead bodies. The bathrooms, we haven't used it since, like, Tuesday.
Ceremonies are planned across New Orleans and South Mississippi to observe the anniversary.
Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
All right, no dramatic increases in the latest inflation readings. There's something positive to pass on to. Yeah, we're talking about the July inflation report. Here's Jenny Casola.
The latest readings on inflation are mixed. The personal consumption expenditures price index rose just 0.2% in July, which was an improvement. And the PCE for the year ending in July rose 2.6%, matching June. Though core PCE, excluding food and energy, for the year ending in July rose slightly to 2.9%. The PCE price index, excluding food and energy, rose to 5.6% back in February of 2022, which was the highest level since February of 1983. The Federal Reserve is looking at inflation and the job market as it decides whether to lower interest rates next month. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. For the second time in a year, Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection. In a statement today, Spirit CEO Dave Davis said, since emerging from our previous restructuring, it has become clear that there is much more work to be done and many more tools are available to best position Spirit for the future. The news has Spirit shares plummeting about 45% in after-hours trading. Effectively cutting the federal budget without going through the legislative branch, President Trump has informed House Speaker Mike Johnson that the administration will rescind $4.9 billion in congressionally approved foreign aid. Trump's move is being made via a little-used tool not used in nearly 50 years. Wall Street closed out the pre-holiday week on a down note. The Dow Industrials eased 92 points, the S&P 500 gave back 41, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite skidded 249, or 1.1%. The indexes were all lower for the week, but did manage solid gains for the month of August. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, this was making a lot of folks happy because it could have had some very undesirable ramifications if this had not happened. What I'm talking about, Fox and YouTube avoided a blackout by agreeing to a new deal, you know, with all the football rolling out here. Right. This would have been a real mess. Michelle Polino has the report.
Fox and Google have struck a deal to keep Fox channels on YouTube TV avoiding a blackout. The agreement, announced Thursday, covers Fox's broadcasts, news, and sports networks. Financial terms were not disclosed. The agreement was sealed just days before Fox's highly anticipated Ohio State-Texas college football broadcast this weekend and weeks before the start of the NFL season. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And consumer sentiment fell in August on worries about the economy. Wanted to get you some more details on this. The University of Michigan's final reading for the month slipped about 6% from July. The decline was noted across all age and income groups as inflation expectations rose for the year ahead. The survey's chief economist said buying conditions for durable goods dropped to their lowest level in a year due to growing concerns about high prices.
Here's an interesting concept. Democratic and Republican parties are considering the idea of a convention ahead of the 2026 midterm elections.
Huh.
Mark Meredith from Washington has the latest.
A political convention not only pumps up the base, but allows parties to present a coherent message to voters about what they aim to accomplish. The president saying he's all for it, and today's Speaker Mike Johnson said he too thinks it would help the GOP. The Democrats say they're on board, too. They write, to showcase our tremendous candidates running up and down the ballot and harness the amazing grassroots energy we're already seeing, several options are on the table for next year, including hosting a large-scale gathering before the midterms. Democrats still face a cash crunch. The latest financial filing shows the DNC only had about $15 million cash on hand this summer, comparing that to the $80 million for the GOP, and they don't have the national standard bearer like the Republicans. So it's unclear who Democrats would prominently showcase.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. A fire hazard you can't see. We're talking about that attic fan motor, you know?
Ah.
It is a subject of a major consumer recall. I believe the units on this were sold at Lowe's, but let's find out. Here's Therese Krause.
Fire hazard in the attic fan. The Consumer Product Safety Commission recalling nearly 3 million electric motors for attic fans used in gable and roof-mounted fans distributed by the brand AirVent, sold online and in big stores like Lowe's, ABC Supply, and Beacon. So check the old attic fan because it was over 10 years ago, from 2003 to 13. They cost $74 to $92 at the time. CDC reports the electric motor's safety cutoff could pose a risk of short circuit and fire hazard. With 159 incidents of burning or fire, but no injuries, the fans have a distinctive vent pattern, kind of like a flower. Air Vent says stop using immediately and contact them for a refund. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
5:52 on the dot. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, and when we return, we'll get you one final check of your roads and weather for this hour. Also, some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into this Friday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, Tuesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs and find the right insurance products that best fit the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement. Or if you're looking for options now, they'll be taking your calls and questions. Tuesday at 10 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Okay, so it's going to be about $1,200.
Wait, did you even figure out what was wrong?
Well, my guy said something about the flux capacitor. Oh, and we had some extra parts.
Extra parts? That's a no for me.
Don't settle for vague answers and mystery charges. Head to Garage 850 on Sun Valley Drive, just off Michigan Avenue. Rusty and his ASE certified crew actually explain what's going on and get it done right. Specials online now at garage850.com.
Seminole fans, your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
I'll return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Lips as sweet as candy, the taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine.
5:55, Ooga Shaka, Ooga Shaka, Ooga Shaka. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic. You're playing the tunes, man. I mean, they're great.
I appreciate it.
News Radio 92.3, Blue Swede. Suede originally did that song.
Yes.
I'm not sure who that version is, but
the Hit Crew is what it said on Andrew's Library.
There you go. Hey, congratulate, before we jump into the weather, let me congratulate Tyler Manning.
Yes.
Another breezer. Picking up tickets to the FSU Alabama game.
Ugh. Come on, FSU.
Yeah, that should be a good game. And Tyler's going to be there with some great tickets. Congratulations to all the winners this week. Gave tickets away every single day. And they're all going to be at Doak Campbell tomorrow. Lucky people. I'll take a ride with you.
Yeah, can you sneak me in?
I hear you. Okay, Tyler Manning, Gulf Breeze, winning the tickets today, so congratulations to him. And Austin, take a look at the weather and traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Only some minor backups on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. Very easygoing day on the roads. Thank you for staying safe this afternoon. Please continue to do so. As for your weather, 75 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Got some rainfall chances this evening and over the course of your weekend all the way into your next work week, but the highs are going to be pretty timid as a result. Tomorrow's high only 84. That's similar to what today's was, but come Sunday and into your Labor Day Monday, the high is going to creep up a little bit, but just a little bit, sitting at around 87.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, cowboys and cowgirls, for the second time of the year, Country Music Fest has been scrapped.
Aww.
Michelle Polino has the news.
The Field and Stream Music Festival has been canceled again.
If you're gonna leave me,
The event, set for October 3rd through the 5th in Winnsboro, South Carolina, was to feature Miranda Lambert, Eric Church, and Lynyrd Skynyrd, along with ZZ Top, Riley Green, and Bailey Zimmerman. Organizers say all tickets will be refunded, citing only circumstances beyond our control. This is the second straight year the festival has been scrapped. The 2024 inaugural event was canceled after Hurricane Helene made conditions unsafe. Church not only was slated to headline, but also owns a stake in the company after he and Morgan Wallen purchased Field & Stream from Dick's Sporting Goods in early 2024. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And Hulk Hogan's wife filing a malpractice lawsuit over the wrestling icon's recent death. According to TMZ, Sky Daly believes the neck surgery her husband underwent in May damaged his phrenic nerve, contributing to his death. That's the nerve that controls breathing. Daly has ordered a private autopsy. The medical examiner ruled Hogan died from a heart attack.
One of the original methods of how Americans connected to the internet will officially shut down tomorrow. Slight little tear coming out of those eyes. I can see our listeners affected by
They're
this.
In shambles.
Evan Brown has that report.
Who still uses a dial-up internet connection? AOL, once called America Online, is officially shutting down the last of its dial-up connection nodes after tomorrow. There was a time when your internet connection wasn't constant or even always available. You needed a landline phone. AOL's dial-up service has been in operation for 34 years. While dial-up internet today seems quaint, U.S. Census data shows about 160,000 Americans still use it to get online. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, another wild brawl on board American Airlines flight this time around. We told you earlier this week about flights of Delta, Southwest.
What is going on? This is an epidemic.
It is it's the wild, wild west up there in the skies. You know, this is should not be happening.
Yeah.
Chris DeMeo has the story.
The video obtained by TMZ shows the altercation starting out as an argument between two men before it escalated into a fight. The man appears to aggressively grab a woman in the aisle of the plane and push her back before another male passenger rushes to intervene.
Call the police.
We're trying to pass. Somebody needs to get this man.
Call the police.
Call the police.
Someone call the police.
He just choked her.
No arrests were made, and it's unclear what the fight was about. There reportedly has been nearly 13,000 unruly passenger incidents that have been reported to the FAA since 2021. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Okay, AAA has initiated, as of right now, the Tow2Go program continuing through Tuesday morning. The initiative offers complimentary and confidential transportation for impaired drivers and their vehicles within a 10-mile radius. They kicked that off at 6 o'clock. We'll be back in 12 minutes with more information and news. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.